Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something I think is really cool, the historic districts and neighborhoods that make Sarasota such a unique place. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about this because Sarasota's historic neighborhoods are honestly some of the most charming and character-filled areas in Florida. There's a lot of old Florida charm that people don't always realize is right here.
Okay, so when you say old Florida charm, what are we actually talking about? Like, what makes these neighborhoods historic?
Great question. So these are neighborhoods that have deep roots in Sarasota's past, some dating back to the early 1900s. They've got that authentic architecture, the tree-lined streets, the sense of community that you just don't find in newer developments. These aren't just old neighborhoods. They're neighborhoods that have preserved their character and identity over decades.
That's really interesting. So are there specific neighborhoods you'd say are the standouts? Like, where should someone actually go if they want to experience this?
Absolutely. Sarasota has several really notable historic districts. Each one has its own personality and story. Some are more walkable, some have incredible architecture, and others are known for their cultural significance. The cool thing is that many of these neighborhoods have been revitalized in recent years while still maintaining their historic integrity.
No kidding. So when you say revitalized, what does that actually look like? Are we talking new restaurants, shops, that kind of thing?
Exactly. You've got new businesses moving in, local entrepreneurs opening up shops and restaurants, but they're doing it in a way that respects the historic nature of the area. You'll see beautiful restored homes, galleries, boutiques, and cafes that all fit the aesthetic. It's not like a cookie-cutter downtown development. It's organic and authentic.
I love that approach. So from a real estate perspective, what's happening in these neighborhoods? Are people actually investing in historic properties?
Oh, for sure. There's definitely interest from people who want to own a piece of history. Some folks are buying these older homes and doing thoughtful renovations. Others are just looking for that walkable, community-oriented lifestyle that these neighborhoods offer. And honestly, there's something special about living in a home with character and history versus a brand new construction.
Right, exactly. You know what I think is so cool about that? You're not just buying a house, you're buying into a community and a story. Do you find that people who move to these historic neighborhoods are a certain type of buyer? That makes total sense. Well, David, this has been really enlightening. For someone who's thinking about exploring Sarasota's historic neighborhoods, what would you say is the best way to really get to know them?
I'd say just go walk around, spend time in these neighborhoods, grab a coffee, talk to the locals. You'll get a real feel for the vibe and whether it's right for you. And if you're serious about buying, work with someone who knows the area and understands what makes these neighborhoods special.
Great advice. Thanks so much for being here and sharing all of this, David. This was really fun.